Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Will Hardman. I'm a master's student under Don Cook and Jeff Gore at Mississippi State University. I've actually just finished up my first year of research, and I will be talking about the effects of stink bug eustachys cervus damage on early vegetative stage field corn and yield loss. So just a little biology of this pest. They are from the order Hemiptera and the family Pentatomidae. They have piercing, sucking mouthparts that removes fluid from plants, and typically it takes about 4 to 5 weeks for the life cycle to go from egg to adult. And in the state of Mississippi, we generally see 4 to 5 generations per year. Brown stink bugs overwinter in plant residues, ditch banks, fence rows, protected sites, and other non-crop wild hosts. Females lay about 18 eggs per mass, and on average they will lay about 60 eggs per life cycle. So when are brown stink bugs actually a problem in corn? This pest has a very large host range, and they are found on pretty much all the major agronomic crops of Mississippi. For Mississippi, they can be seen normally from March until September, depending on weather conditions. They become active on the first days of spring when temperatures finally rise above 21 degrees Celsius. And normally the first generation develops on a non-crop host and the second generation develops on a agricultural crop. Brown stink bugs are problematic at two stages in corn, number one being seedling corn and number two being prior to ear emergence. So brown stink bugs can be found feeding in the whorl of young plants, and a unique characteristic is the elongated holes with chlorotic edges as seen by the middle picture. This occurs when a stink bug is feeding at the base of the plant and it punctures through the whorl, and as it unfolds, this symptomology will appear. So this may cause the whorl to turn yellow, it can cause severe plant stunning, or even plant death. Typically what we see from brown stink bugs is that damage occurs more frequently on the edges of fields, and often, more times than not, it occurs multiple times in a row. So the top left picture shows you an example of cowhorn ears. This is when the stink bug pierces the stalk whenever the ear is about to form, and this can cause deformed ears, misshapen kernels, and just overall a smaller size. So what is the problem with this pest? Historically, brown stink bugs have never been a major pest of corn, especially in Mississippi, but we normally see 10 to 20,000 acres treated per year, but in 2017, this number almost increased tenfold. This makes predicting the severity of this pest year to year very difficult, and it proves that it is a sporadic pest. So with that being said, there has been recent concerns of yield loss potential, and the challenges in scouting and the little control options make consulting this pest very difficult. So when it comes to scouting these pests, what typically happens is that you can walk through a field and you'll see lots of damage symptomology, but actually no sightings of bugs. This damage usually cannot present itself until the whorl unfolds, which is pretty much the reason of why we don't find them at the time of seeing the damage. So this provides challenges into knowing exactly when to spray in order to actually prevent the damage from ever occurring. If you look at the top pictures, high residue / no-till environments drastically increase the challenges in scouting these pests, and some consultants actually find that brown stink bugs can be found by scratching back row middles in the middle of the heat of the day. It is very common to find one or more damaged plants per 10 plants, but yet again no sightings of bugs. With this being the case, brown stink bugs appear to be moving in and out of agricultural fields. Here's a bioassay that was conducted in Brazos Valley in 2012. I mainly wanted to show you this graph to show you that bifenthrin, zeta-cypermethrin, and gamma-sahalothrin were the main three chemicals that actually had activity against this pest. Dicrotophos had good activity as well, but it's not labeled in corn, so you can't use it. So the objective of my research is to evaluate the impact of natural infestation damage on this field corn yield. Here's a rating scale that I developed for many of my experiments this year, and I used a scale from 0 to 3. And as you can see, the numbers correlate with the amount of visible symptomology seen in the field. 0 represents no visible symptomology, 1 being leaf streaking, 2 being stunting and leaf streaking, and 3 being severe suckering or dead heart or plant death. So 2 experiments were conducted in 4 locations across the Mississippi Delta. Morgan City, Holly Ridge, Sunflower, and Scott, Mississippi were selected by working with farmers and consultants to find fields with high levels of damage symptomology present. And once the damage was found in these fields, 50 plant pairs and 20 10-foot sections were flagged for later observation. So for the 50 paired plants, each pair of plants consisted of a damaged plant that was given a rating based off the visible symptomology present, along with an adjacent non-damaged plant. And then I'd like to note that a varying number of each damage class was observed from each of these locations. For the 20 10-foot sections at each location, 5 sections of row were representing each damage level of 0%, 10%, 20%, 30%, and 40% damaged plants. A 10-foot pipe was laid next to a row of plants, and the total number of plants was counted. Then out of the total plant count, the damage number was counted to get the percentage of each damage level. I proceeded to the field until I found about 5 of each damage class rating, or I guess damage percent. And at the end of the year, all these plants were hand harvested, and I measured each sample, weighed it, and then ran it through a moisture meter and corrected all moistures to 15%. So here are the results to my paired plant experiment. The yield results were compared within each damage class across all fields. The data was ran through PocGlimix, and my p-value was less than 0.001, and I used a t-grouping to show the significance within each damage class. As you can see, the non-damaged plant yielded significantly higher than all the other damage ratings. And then plant damage with a severity of 1 resulted in approximately a 33% yield reduction, while the damage severity of 2 or 3 resulted in a 43% and 62% yield reduction, respectively. Some plants with a damage severity of 3 did not produce any yield. The damaged plant of each class were not ran against one another to see if they were significantly different. But in short, what I wanted to show by this graph was that there was definitely a yield response when looking at damage symptomology in the field. So here are the results for my 10-foot sections, and they were ran through PocGlimix as well. My p-value was less than 0.001. And I just want to say that the y-axis is in bushels per acre, which gives us a more better understanding of what the yield reductions would be. So stink bug damage, obviously you can see that the non-damaged section yielded significantly higher than the rest of the damage treatments. Damage treatments of 10% resulted in approximately a 9.1% yield reduction, and then damage greater than or equal to 20% resulted in a calculated average of 17% yield reduction. I would like to note that the severity of each damaged plant within each section was not documented, and I plan to do so for the 2019 season. So in summary, stink bugs have the potential to reduce yield around 60%. There is a correlation between plant ratings and the amount of yield loss, and this is all preliminary data, and it will be repeated in 2019. I would like to thank the Corn Promotion Board, my committee, and my fellow grad students and summer workers for helping me throughout this year. With that, I will take any questions.
We have time for questions.
Yes, sir. Yes, I actually tried some yellow sticky card traps, and then I also tried the sticky traps with glow sticks as like a light attractant, and neither were very, very successful. Yes, sir.
Any other species important in corn?
Well, I know that the southern green stink bug has, I've read a couple papers about them being a little problematic in the reproductive stages, but nothing that I've seen was on the early reproductive stages. Or early vegetative, sorry.
Maybe a two-part question. This is adults you're mostly dealing with.
Yes, sir.
So if there's a lot of movement in and out of the field, do you see a big edge effect?
Typically, yes. When you walk into the edge of the field, you will see more damage than when you walk into the middle of the field. Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.